Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday like this, spring in the air, love everywhere, it is the perfect time to testify that that good shit is what you need for what ails you. Good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. Welcome as we continue the big, big competition here on Soul Tree Radio and Raw, the Great Upper Cove, and our colleagues at Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Michael Lewis, singing DJ Honeycomb, and as always, it is good to have you in the house. Soul Tree Radio and Raw, the big, big competition, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit. So who, what, when, where, why, and sometimes how. Right now at www.BASNNewsroom.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network, wherever they may be. Shout out to my brother, DJ Gray, throwing in a nice set tonight. Little Al Green on the end is a wild card. Wow, y'all knew. You knew he was there. So you know we would have been remiss if we hadn't dropped him down now. I want to also say a special shout out to my brother, Rodney Beckford, who just survived. He is getting put back together like the $6 million man. We love you, Becky, and we miss you. And continued blessings to you and Gail Barber and your first grandchild. What's up, Ethan? I'm going to play something for you on my birthday set. So congratulations. Congratulations to Nichols and her hubby and everybody else out there. My family, shout out to TH, to TMC, my colleagues, Keith Hunley, John Harrison, my little nephew, Kwame, House Gray, House Kelly, everybody who is connected with what we do back in the day to this day. I want to say a special hello and reminder that thank you for love. And I do a lot of what I do because of what you guys did for me. So having said that, again, we want to remind y'all what this was all about. We started out and the NCAA decided COVID was going to sideline their ass and there wasn't going to be no basketball tournament. So we did a tournament of groups last March and it was very successful. We had a lot of fun. A lot of people sent us comments about how groups they hadn't figured on would be in their mix of music that they would enjoy. You had the wonderful excerpts like the 3 Degrees and their version of Maybe, Lakeside and their wonderful rendition of the Beatles' I Want to Hold Your Hand. A whole lot of nice surprises, Confunction coming out of nowhere and really rocking a lot of hearts with their beautiful mix of grooves. And we thought, you know, job well done. And then we got toward the end of the year and it was time to make it a singles affair. So single performers got down. Y'all heard Chaka Khan, Tina Marie, Sade, of course the Queen, Aretha. And we had some wonderful byplay, some new talent like Gene Iko, Ian Andrews, others. Just had a big ball with it. And now it's the men's turn. The men have gotten out of the first round. Now we're into the second round. Shit is getting heavy. And the begging is getting heavier. We started out earlier tonight as Jackie Wilson and Felix Cavalieri of the Young Rascals got down, and then Al Green snuck in there as a wild card, trying to bogart the show. Well, now we got something different for you, because tonight, this is something I've been thinking about as a potentially great matchup. We have two baritones, two of the best, actually, Teddy Pendergrass and Marvin Jr. Now, everybody knows about Teddy Pendergrass's work with Melvin and the Blue Notes, where he threw his force of personality, worked his way in there, and he was born March 26, 1950, in Philly. Theodore DeReese Pendergrass. He was kicking ass, became the lead singer of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, had a mishap on the Wissahickon Lincoln Drive. That's a nasty stretch of road, y'all. I've driven it. I'm here to tell you. He had a car crash in March of 82. He became paralyzed from the shoulders down. By that time, he had gone on into a solo career. And his key is his emotive power. He's a dynamic force because he's a tall guy. So not only do you have the height, he has the stage presence to go with it. And with that, he made Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes a magnificent group and one of the staples at Philadelphia International Records. So what we're going to do now is give you a Teddy set. This is a combination of his best work with the Blue Notes and as a solo performer. How we settle all this, you vote. You voice your choice. If you want to vote for Hal, Teddy, I should say. He said, Teddy, vote for Teddy. On our Soul Tree page or on Facebook, or you can email us at soultreeonthebrawl@allonephrase.com. You can also send it to the Gray Leopard Cove on his Facebook page, and you can go glcgray@gmail.com and send your votes there. Of course, now he will be going up against Marvin Jr. Marvin Jr., one of the most powerful baritones in the business while he was alive. You know, as we say in the parlance, that was a bad mamma jamma. Yes, indeed. And Marvin wasn't no joke. Unfortunately, he is no longer with us. And sadly, He never really got the credit he deserved. Now, the Dells, who grew up in Illinois, Harvey, Illinois, to be exact, what made them work, they were a little bit different because they tied in doo-wop as well as the sexy soul sounds, something which was revealed in the movie The Five Heartbeats. Marvin Jr. was their bottom, and Johnny Carter, that beautiful falsetto tenor of his, formed the top of that pyramid. And they would byplay off each other, and that was the strength of the Dells sound. What people didn't really get a chance to check out, unless you saw them live, was what a vocal gymnast Marvin Jr. really was. For a baritone, he had range. The male breath line runs 10 to 14 seconds in holding a note, you know, with any amount of ease. But Marvin used to kill that shit. And I've mentioned this before, but the one time I just had to pick up my head and go, holy shit, the Dells had just redone their hit, Oh What a Night, because it was a number one hit, or top 10 hit, I should say, in the 50s when it first came out. They redid it, and it became a hit again, which is not the first time he's done this. They did the same thing with Stay on My Corner, although the first version didn't have the effect the second one did. Long story short, they were going to do the song, and as the music track started up, Marvin, who was singing lead on this particular song, I believe the song's called Open Up My Heart, Mike was gone. Mike didn't work. Marvin was like, fuck this. He just blew the song open and just punched the song out through his voice. Such power and clarity. And even Johnny Carson was looking like, holy shit, because they thought they had messed up. He killed it. They just did it like nothing happened. And that was one of those things where everybody just thought, damn, what do y'all do with this? No? You're gonna get to hear both of these brothers, and you'll hear exactly what I'm talking about. The mighty, mighty Dells was not a misnomer. These were some bad brothers. Unfortunately, Marvin passed away in his sleep on May 29th of 2013. His heart was weakened, and kidney failure was diagnosed as the reason that he passed. Chuck Barksdale, who I was pleased to meet and interviewed a few times when the Five Heartbeats came out, when we were campaigning hard for the Dells to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he passed away May 15th, 2019, at the age of 84. Marvin was 77 when he died. And Johnny Carter, August 21st, 2009, at the age of 75. Carter is one of the very, very few artists to be a double inductee because he was there with the Flamingos. They were inducted in 2001 and the Dells in 2004. But right now, this is where the baritones get their due. And I want to recognize Marvin Jr., or Marvis Curtis Jr., January 31st, 1936, in Harrell, Arkansas. One of the best baritones ever against one of the other best baritones, Mr. Teddy Pendergrass. So everybody, please kick back, relax. For my family specifically, I want y'all to cuddle up and just listen and enjoy listening to the Big Beg Tournament, courtesy of us here at Sultry Radio and the Raw, the Great Olympic Cove, and our colleagues and Blog Talk Radio. Pendergrass and company are now stepping up to the mic. Y'all kick back and relax. Let's see you after this set.
Oh, my mind. Another day. I don't think I can hold out, 'cause I'm so hungry, I'm starving. I can't sleep at night, just wanting to hold you. I see you every time I close my eyes. Pretty flower, you're always on my mind. Should I think of you all the time?
Tonight I'm in
take a shower. Shower together. I'll wash your body, you wash mine, yeah. You're the only one in the world that I need. I wanna love you all over. Tonight I'm in a sexy mood, ooh, baby. And light a candle. Girl, there's something that I wanna do to you. Anytime you want it, I'm lying here, waiting, my dear.
hoping that you and I could make it all through. But something went wrong.
We loved each other. We just couldn't get along.
Take a good look at me. I've been busy. Can't just see what's wrong.
Take your coat off. That's it. I've got something to tell you. See, what I have to say is so very important to our relationship. Why is it every time we go out on the town and get around my friends? Man, you're always talking about what you got. What I done bought for you. How much money I make. And what school our children go to. And all the fancy clothes and the big pretty cars and the big diamond rings and the fantastic mink coats. Is you for real? No, I don't think you are. Sit down now. No, sit down. No, don't say nothing. You see, wait a minute. That's your problem. That is your problem. You're always saying the wrong thing at the right time. You see, I don't know how to explain it to you. The best I can tell you is what my mother told me as I was coming up. She used to say, son, chances go round. She said, the same people that you meet going up, you make the same old faces coming down. Tell the truth. You see, people that day, they come out, man, to party. They come out to party, man. They didn't come out to hear all that job mess you talking about. You standing up in the corner with a bottle of champagne, talking about Harry, Joe, and Dick, and Bobby, and what they ain't got. And they live down in the lower development homes, and you won't even help. You won't even buy them a drink. Is that any way to be? If you're going to boast, boast around somebody that has what you have. Don't make your own brothers and sisters feel bad. You see, listen. I know you know what I'm talking about because from time to time I can remember you coming to me, putting your head on my shoulder and crying. Oh, Papa, why? Why? Why don't nobody want to be my friend? You told me a long time ago, you said, Papa, what am I doing? I didn't want to tell you then. I thought you'd have sense enough to realize what you're doing, but I see you don't. Sit down and listen to me. No, sit down. You see, people are too sensitive today. They don't want to hear all that job you're talking about. You see, they don't want to hear about what you got because they're trying to get it too. Tell the truth. I can't very much blame them. As much as it hurts me. It hurts to see people going around behind our back saying that his woman this, his woman that. And she ain't this, she ain't that. I want to be proud of you, Mama. I want to be proud of you. Listen, as long as you live, whether you're with me or not, be free.
because of the silly and stupid things you say. My baby, my baby, hey baby, you better dig yourself down, woman. Push people down is less than you. It just don't pay.
I wanna say, because it looks like another love TKO. Take up too much of your time, but just thought I'd give you a ring and see how you're doing. How's everything? A friend of mine told me he saw you the other day.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Said you were still looking good. Made me feel kind of good, you know. Told me that you did ask about me. I've been really meaning to kind of get to talk to you before now, but you know how a man's pride is sometimes kind of won't let him do what he wants to do. Guess what?
It ain't no future, babe.
I know this is gonna knock you
Lord,
in,
but I
even went out and got a gig. Oh, forgot you're not hip to the hip talk. Plain JLB, baby. Working 8 hours a day. All the overtime I can get. I don't know, I I guess it might be too late, but
I'm without you, I die.
Lucky I done been. Well, you know, Ben, they got that lottery. I hit it. Like to kind of make up for a lot of things that just seem not to go right. Don't want you to think I'm trying to buy back your love or your friendship. But now I feel I got a chance to kind of make things up to you a little bit.
I miss you, baby. Listen, baby.
Enough about you and me.
Listen, baby.
How's my little son?
But I got to tell you this.
You ever asked about me?
I know you found somebody new. And I just don't know what to do.
Does he still like to go down by the supermarket? If I could just, see you, you can't really say what you mean or what you want over the phone. I swear I miss you. You done heard it 10 times or more, but I swear I done changed.
They say begging is his own reward. Teddy Pendergrass with a song that was actually written for the Dells. When the song was first put out, the initial premise was for the Dells to sing the song because they were driven by a powerful baritone lead named Marvin Jr. So apparently the song was handed over to these brothers, and, well, they made magic with it, but what can I tell you? That's some awesome shit. If you want Teddy, give Teddy Bear your love. You can vote for him on our Facebook page, Soul Tree Raven the Raw, or The Gray Lipper Cove. You can email gary@glcgray@gmail.com, or email us at soultreeintheraw, all one phrase, at outlook.com. As I'm waiting for Gary to come in, just want to send some shout out to some of the Facebook pages, the music pages that do their very best to keep the culture strong. Lady Carrie over at Groovin, and Brother Selwyn at Old Schoolology Essence of Music, and my nephew Kwame at Catharsis. Work well done, y'all. Got my man G in the house. What's up, Gary?
All right.
Phone
is
probably
coming. All right. Hey, you did a good first run, boy. I'm not gonna be down with that.
Well, you know, it's been hot all night because you had a smoking set there with Jackie Wilson, Felix Cavalieri of the Young Rascals, and then Al Green snuck in as the
Al
wild card.
Al Green coming to wild card.
Uh-huh. All right.
I think y'all need to
Well, you know, it was about elimination. Like, who didn't we hear? You knew somebody else was coming in, and I know you got some smoking sets to come.
Yeah.
We're closer and closer to breaking this down. Who's on the menu for you as we go into next week?
I'm going to wait until Monday morning to find out where this guy's going.
Okay.
Either Tuesday or Friday, we got Fred and Mr. Big on Friday.
Oh shit, Ronnie Isley and Prince. Damn, now we talking.
Sure.
Yes, that's gonna be hot.
And then Marvin Gaye is smoking on Sunday. And then
I can tell you. Yes, I can tell you as of right now, Marvin has garnered more votes than any of the matchups that we have put down there for listening edification. So we got some really intriguing byplay going on. Future shows coming up. We got Isaac Hayes and David Bowie. Now that should be intriguing. And Billy Stewart, Mr. Satan in the Park, he's going up against Peebo.
Yeah,
got some good shit here. And, of course, the Duke of Earl, Gene Chandler, and James Brown. So there's so much soul to come. What can I say? So, G.
You know, this will be a regular radio every week. I started thinking about that the other day. Man, all of
this is
radio right now.
Well, I like that. But they didn't have to pay us for this one.
it's
fun. But, yeah, y'all gotta help out with some coin of the realm on that one. We'll talk to y'all later about that. But as of right now, G, you know, we always talked about seasonal music and in the spring and all that, getting spring fever and playing songs for your lady and all that good stuff. What's the first time you remember calling a radio station and saying, please play this for baby, whoever baby was?
Oh, yeah, Blackboro, 1968.
See, there you go. Uh-huh. Sonny Charlie Checkmate.
Sonny Charlie was an army rat.
Mm-hmm.
Her father was a colonel in the army. And
mom
was a Korean wife.
Okay, you were doing that stealth action. Oh, all right.
Yeah, buddy.
I like that. Shoot. Call the radio station up to say,
back in the day, 1968, my brother.
Mm-hmm. Please play this song because I'm trying to snatch them drawers up. Father knowing.
And this girl is fine.
Hey, I don't blame you, brother. Listen, if they are that fine, you know you got to send them something, some little token, some gift. And in the spring, a young man's fancy turns to trying to get some ass. But, you know, this is love, man. This is not the lustful stuff. This is like
she's so fine.
Damn, it's lustful. you get the idea. But as we move on here now, you've heard Teddy, and now you're going to hear the Dells with Marvin Jr. Now, do you believe these two brothers phrase the same? Do they sound alike to you?
Yeah, they do. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Teddy has a different tone than Teddy did Jr.
Yeah, I believe that's
deeper,
true as well.
Like a deeper tone.
Yeah, if we saw them on stage, Teddy would definitely catch your attention because he's like 6'3 or 6'4, or was 6'3, 6'4.
Yeah.
He was a rather imposing figure. But Marvin is definitely more of a, when I say he has, I won't say greater command of his voice, his voice is more versatile. Marvin's a bit of a gymnast because when the Dells sing, they have the high-low effect of Johnny Carter singing that falsetto, and Marvin gives you the bottom with the baritone. So he's used to byplay with another singer. But when he sings lead, he is amazing because he doesn't get that many times where it's just him punching it out. When he does it, and he catches his moments, when you hear Stay in My Corner, when you hear I Can Sing a Rainbow, Love is Blue, that's when you hear just what a powerful weapon he is vocally when he goes up and works that noise. Now, how do you get everybody to vote in this, G? Let them know, please.
We go to the Radio to Raw. Outlook.com or dozgray@gmail.com or the Facebook page, Gray Nation. Grab a go, Facebook, and the Radio to Raw Facebook. Come on, guys. You gotta get a vote in.
Well, this week is going to be a busy week again. We got another show Monday. We've got music Tuesday. Wednesday will be the editorial show as the Stir Fries in Effect and Hump Day Special. Thursday is the beginning of the NFL draft. So we're going to have a lot of work on our hands. But Friday afternoon, it's my birthday. We're playing music on my birthday because I'm a dancer, and dancers dance. That's right. Thank you, my brother. So, yes, there'll be music on Friday. So, everybody, just keep it going. Don't forget to vote. And hopefully by the time the week is over, we will have it down to the final eight guys. And after we get down to the final four, the top four ladies and the top four gents are going to get it on. So, you'll hear mixed concerts. You'll hear mixed concerts with. Indeed. You have mixed concerts with Chaka Khan, Tina Marie, Sade, and, of course, the Queen Aretha Franklin against the four gents who hit the final four. And then it'll be ladies and gents. Let's get it on. So.
I think Barbara's
going to
be one of them.
There you go. Look at
Smokey.
You.
Smokey and Robin.
Now that's gonna be that's what I really like most about these matchups, G. You know, they didn't seem like they were gonna have as many nuances when we started those things. But now that we have gotten into it, we can hear similarities, we can hear how along that musical path certain performers went a certain way and did what they did. And how some of it came back full circle. You know, were some singers better off staying in the group or were they better off as single performers? Teddy Pendergrass, in something we really think of, when he left the Blue Notes, he had 5 platinum albums in a row.
Did you remember the first album?
Yes.
The first album, and people don't remember this, the first album, it was 35-40% religious. It was a religious album.
Oh, yeah. Now, there was some gospel in there, but Teddy started out, as many did, in gospel. He was encouraged to play drums by Harold Melvin Blue Note because he had been playing drums in church for a while.
One of the few that he bought.
Wow, okay.
It was because of the religious overtones. And she was in love with Teddy.
Well, you have to think, everybody seemed in love with Teddy. That stretch of road where he got hurt on Lincoln Drive, that is a nasty stretch of road, G. I'm telling you, I take it sometimes to see my cousins, and you better have your wits about you. It is not the kind of road you can mess with. You know, so
I am sorry that he got hurt like he did.
Mm-hmm. But listen, you were here to give us some wonderful music. Thank you for sharing your gifts with us, Teddy Bear. And now we're going to hear from the other side of the story, the mighty, mighty Dells from Harvey, Illinois.
Mighty, mighty Dells.
Got to say it with two mighties, their powerful baritone and lead singer, Mr. Marvin Jr. Any last words, G?
I want people to go crazy. Get that vaccine done.
That's right. Get that vaccine.
Wear a mask. I ain't
going to
tell you.
Yeah, well, see, Gary won't say it because migraine will get him, but I'll say it. Wash your hands. Wash your ass. Yes, just wash that ass.
You got to wash your ass.
Yeah, wash your ass. Wear a mask, as you say. And everybody watch your back.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Sit down.
Oh, what a night. remember a girl, that very special girl. For to the old and to the new, we rededicate this song to you.
See if I can have a friend. make a new start in the world this morning. See if I can help a friend. If this called me today, turn me away. Gonna try it once more. Knock on every door of the world this morning. See if I can be a friend.
Fall in love with you. Please
Trust in you, baby. Please don't change me now. Love one before me. Don't turn my life upside down.
Stays on my mind. Girl, if you
that you were here.
And baby girl, I was tired, so I lay down to dream a while. And lately I've been so uninspired without the comfort of your smile.
But I'm not complaining, 'cause that's how it goes. There's always some honey in this life I suppose. But you can't imagine,
yeah.
love letters are written in many, many ways. But from start to finish,
the thrill of your lips,
see into my heart,
see into
into my heart
and penetrated on my soul.
Your lips asked the question.
My lips told a lie.
Forgive me, darling. Don't you say goodbye. Baby, I love you, baby. I miss you so. Give me one more chance, baby. I wanna make love to you one more night, baby. I love you, baby.
Stay, darling.
Stay in my corner.
You make me oh so proud.
Stay, darling.
Stay in my corner.
To the world I cry.
Bye.
I can sing a rainbow, love is blue. Killing that note. Swelling into the forte attack. Amazing singing. That's it for now, y'all. We will see you tomorrow night as Todd Rundgren and Otis Redding get it on as Big Bear continues. From my man G, everybody here at the Green Up the Cove and Soul Tree Ready When the Raw. Please go safe, stay safe, and be safe once you get from point A to B and back to A-OK. Have a great night. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.